Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Hey Mark, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Shall we fly the flag or should we furl it up and put it away?
No, definitely not. Fly the flag without a shadow of a doubt.
So what is it about, I'm a 41 and nearly 42 now, and I don't know what age you are, but there's kind of a generational thing that some people think that the flag is just a little bit too Republican, whereas some people like me who love this country and love our history and love what happened in 1916 and appreciate it, fly it with pride.
Well, that's a fact. I mean, I'm 35, Ryan, and I don't think there's a generational gap there. I think people have this kind of... they haven't really thought too much about it. I think they take too much regard in terms of a kind of a social fashion, if you like. You know, oh, you can't put up the flag. Oh, that's, you know, that's like America or something. You know, you can't think about it like that. You have to have a national identity and a pride in your national identity. I mean, you can choose the flag of your country. And I say to anyone out there who is embarrassed or cynical or full of any of this BS about the flag, I say, go find a country whose flag you are proud of, because you can't be an Irish citizen and say, oh, sure, a new flag. You know, be proud of it. It wasn't 100 years ago that people fought and died to put that flag up on every national building in this country and everyone else who wants to.
Where, you know, what happened, Mark, in this country that made the flag appear something that should not be necessarily so proud of, the way the stars and stripes are? What happened?
You mentioned it a few minutes ago, Ryan, yourself. I think it's the Republican identity with this, you know, this kind of...
IRA.
You know, IRA, yes, exactly, this kind of attachment to it. And I think it's a stigma that I think it needs to be forgotten if it's not already, and people need to just... I think people are just apprehensive that if they do fly the flag, they're going to be, you know, a little tick is going to be put beside their name. Oh, you know, there's someone there who's, you know, a bit... You can't have that. I mean,
your man's a bit of a provo there now.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's kind of sad. You know, I see people, locals here, and I have to say, they fly the Irish flag outside of their houses and some establishments, and I think it's a great thing to see. And I think people, why not? Why not be proud of it? I mean, in this country, bar problems you might have, water charges or anything like that, or anything else with the government, we have an identity as a people. And the flag is a symbol of that identity, and we need to be proud of it. I mean, if you can't be proud of it, sure, what can you be? You know, it's your identity.
Do you think that the flag has been abused?
Yes, by certain elements, yes, who would say that they are, you know, who would push, the first of elements who would push it in terms of the wrong ends of... I suppose a breakdown in politics, i.e. what you've mentioned there with the IRA, but the Irish flag doesn't represent that in the majority of the Irish people's eyes. You know, it represents who we are as an Irish people, and we should be proud of it. I mean, you've got every man and his dog from here all the way across to America, even going east, and they'll tell you that, oh, sure, I've Irish heritage, and they're very proud of it.
Think about last Saturday afternoon, and think about the Irish rugby team, and as they were standing there in their green jerseys, and then the camera pans up and you see the flag waving in the breeze, and equally with the Irish soccer team then this weekend against Poland, what have you, and the flag flying in the breeze. Did your heart not lift with pride that that's us, that's our country going out to battle, albeit on the sporting field, but nevertheless, that's taking ownership back on the sport field.
And that is, I mean, I'm not talking about any sort of flag waving, you know, on top of a mountain. I'm just talking about exactly what you said there, Ryan, that if you can sit there and you can feel that, and it's not just a fair weather thing that when we're doing well in sport or that, it's all the time. I'm not talking about any sort of massive grow and, you know, in terms of flagging, you're always going to be doing this. It's just something that you hold with you and you keep with you on a nice, quiet level to yourself and not feel ridiculed or anything if you fly the flag outside your own home or your premises or whatever you want to do yourself, you know. I think it's very important.
What's your day job?
I'm military.
So you're an army man?
Permanent Defence Forces, yes, that's right, yeah.
Now tell me, in 2015, what does the flag mean to you when you wear the uniform?
It identifies me as an Irish soldier and something that I'm greatly proud of, because it's something that they don't hand the uniforms out for free, Ryan, I can tell you that. I'm currently 16 years serving, and it's something that I think every time I pull it on, it's like you're representing your country, how you hold yourself, how you keep yourself. Your uniform is paid for by the taxpayer. That's why we polish our boots. We keep our uniform as best we can, and I think it represents who we are, who we belong, and we belong to the nation itself and the people of the nation. And I myself, and I can speak for many of my friends and colleagues, will hold it in a very high regard. And in every barracks across the country, at dawn and dusk, the Irish flag is raised with the utmost reverence. Mm. And I don't know if anyone has ever seen this. It is you are stood to attention in front of it. The flag is raised by an officer, and the NCO behind him will stand to attention and salute the flag every dawn, every dusk of every day, 365 days of the year.
Well, I don't mean to be banging on about a pet subject of mine, but I will mention it, given I'm talking to you, is that because I saw it at first time when President Kennedy came to Ireland.
Yeah.
And he saw the Irish cadets.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
They did what was called the Queen Anne's Drill, which I'm sure you know what about more than anyone else. With the Go on, Yufich.
Yeah, I've actually watched it myself, and it's quite impressive. Yeah,
he was so impressed by what he saw that when he died, Jackie got in touch with the Irish government and said, "Could the army please send over some cadets to perform that drill at the president's gravesite?" Unheard of for the president of the United States to have a foreign army representative. Yeah. Represented by the graveside of an American president, and they performed that very drill because so impressed was he by that under the Irish flag at that time when he came to Ireland. I mean, that's extraordinary that your colleagues in the past and present carry their uniform with such dignity.
Yeah, and this is exactly what I'm talking about. All of those cadets that took part in that drill, something like that doesn't happen overnight. The choreography that's involved in doing something like that takes painstaking hours upon hours upon days and weeks, even months, to get that to the perfection that those officers, those men, got it to. And I mean, they even in terms of the Irish Flag, these people went to a foreign country, as you said, Ryan. A foreign military went to another country. Now, bear in mind, in the US, you have the United States Marine Corps Silent Drill Platoon, and I don't know if you've ever seen that or anyone else out there.
No.
This is crazy. Google it, YouTube, and have a look, and you can see what these guys are doing. And for President Kennedy to ask for the Irish cadets to do that, that's something.
That is something else. And you know, I was thinking about St. Patrick's Day this year, and my littlest one, and how, you know, in school they were all told to wear the green. And I think they're starting from schools and primary schools back up. And this is where we started the show today, because I was struck by the piece in the Mail about bringing the flag by a uniform member of the Irish Defence Forces will be bringing the flag to schools, all primary schools. It's about the fight back to say, this is a flag that belongs to we, the people, and it should be flown with pride.
Exactly, Ryan. You hit the nail right in the head there.
Okay, well, let's leave it on that. And it's good to talk to you, Mark. I appreciate what you do, and thanks for your time today.
No problem at all. Thank you.
All the best.